Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the New Lexington Bible Church Weekly Devotional. I'm Pastor Brian, and maybe have a couple new listeners on the podcast, and I hope you'll get a blessing from doing these studies with us. This week, our lesson is going to be on the life of Rahab. We find her in Joshua chapter 2, so mentioned in a couple places in the New Testament, and we'll take a few key points, some things that we can learn from her life, and of course, she's on our monthly Bible reading program for the month of April, and so that's kind of what inspired this additional follow-up on the lesson. If you're using those Bible reading guides for each month, you'll see on the back the second helping gives additional scripture references into the lives of some of the characters that we find in our monthly Bible reading. And of course, those monthly Bible readings are to guide us into a study through the Bible each calendar year. So get involved in that. It's good to read the Bible through every year. And then and watch your faith grow as you learn more in God's Word. So anyway, it's good to be up, good to be in the Word of God this morning. Let me go ahead and have a word of prayer. Find your way to Joshua chapter 2, and we'll begin on our lesson on the life of Rahab. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for getting us up this morning. Thank you for giving us breath in our lungs. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you even more for giving us the opportunity to serve you, to open up your word this morning, to study it, to apply these truths in our lives. Lord, we ask that you speak to our hearts, encourage us, strengthen us, build us up in the faith, and help us live a life that's pleasing to you. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. I certainly lift up all those that are listening into the podcast, Lord. For my church family, for those in the outreach ministries and the mission field, and then those who listen in who can't, who are too far away to make it to church with us, God. And so I just ask that they all receive a blessing, having studied through the Bible with us, God. We love you. We thank you. Speak to us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's go here to Joshua chapter 2, and I'll begin right there in verse 1, the scripture reads this: "And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, 'Go view the land, even Jericho.' And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, 'Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country.' And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, 'Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country.' And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, 'There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were.' And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I what not," in other words, where they went, I don't know, that's what you're saying, "'pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them.' But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords, and as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, 'I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now, point this out to you. This is her statement of faith. She's making a profession of faith in the God of heaven, based on the knowledge that she has and what they had available at that time. This was all that anyone could have known of the true and living God and his relationship with his people. And so she's made a profession of faith here. Now look at this in verse 12. Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver ourselves from death. Right? So she's asking for salvation and deliverance. And the men answered her, our life for yours. If ye utter not this, our business, and it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. And she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterwards may ye go your way. The men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made with us, that thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou did let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And so what happens is they've given her the instructions. When they come in, she'll have her whole house together as long as they're in her house. Anywhere else, they'll perish, but if they're in their house, they'll be brought out and saved. And of course, the fulfillment of that promise happens in Joshua chapter 6. This is when Jericho was being destroyed and the walls are falling down. But in Joshua chapter 6, just two verses, verses 22 and 23. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house, bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren, all that she had, and they brought all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. In other words, brought her out, got her far away, and got her to safety. So, let's look at the life of Rahab real quick. One, you can tell very quickly, she didn't have the best reputation, did she? She was known as the town harlot. And so many would conclude that this individual and in her life, that she would be the least likely person you'd expect to find faith in. Let it be a lesson to us and a reminder that sometimes the people with the worst reputations, that have made the most mistakes, that have made the most bad decisions, that have the least to be proud of, are the ones that you might just find the most faith in. Sometimes through our failures in life, we're drawn to a closer understanding of the necessity of Christ and forgiveness. And so the first lesson we learn was that your past and your reputation does not have to prevent you from receiving the blessing of God and also serving a greater purpose for God and from having a positive future. We can't change what we did yesterday, but as one of my pastors likes to say, today is the first day of the rest of your life. You can't change the decisions you made yesterday, but the decisions that you make today are going to have an impact on your future. So we see this with Rahab. There's something very interesting and symbolic also with her act here with these spies. Her willingness to help them is a symbolic, it's symbolic of an identifying with the death of her old life. Let me explain that. she was willing to leave her old life behind because she did not value her old life over the opportunity to show her faith in her actions by helping these spies escape. She understood by helping them that what she was doing could cost her her life. But she believed and she trusted God. So we see that she made a profession of faith, that she believed that the Lord God of Israel was the true God that had done all these things for them. So she believed in the testimony. She believed in God. So this was her profession of faith. Then, knowing that once she helped these spies, there was no turning back. You know, when we make a profession of our faith in life, there's no turning back. Our old life is now gone. And she looked at the two scenarios. She could stay in her sins and stay in her old life, allow things to happen as they do, and perish. Or she could risk losing her physical life by leaving behind her old life in Jericho, understanding what she's asking for is salvation and deliverance. She's completely accepting the fact that Jericho will be utterly destroyed. She knows that that is happening. She knows that her life there is done. There's nothing left for her in Jericho, that her only hope of future is going to be in God and in God's inheritance and in God's people. And so she's made this profession of faith. Now she's put her faith into action. She's helped the spies. She's made this covenant. She knows that her actions could cost her life, but she did not value that over the opportunity to believe on God and to help God's people. It shows us this. One, it's a picture of justification by faith. But two, it reminds us that we too can have courage in the face of adversity and trust in God's protection. But it also paints that beautiful picture of somebody leaving behind the old in order to walk in the newness of life. Allowing the old life to die, willing to risk the physical death in order to embrace the new life that God has for him. So we see that. Rahab again shows us an example of justification by faith. Consider this. She was in Jericho. She was not of Israel. Okay. She had no inherited benefits of the covenant blessings that were promised to the Jewish people. Yet, following her profession of faith and helping God's people and putting her faith into action, she then received an inheritance and a promise through her faith. So another example of God showing us the relationship that would be available with him today for all of us that we're justified by faith. Our works just show the world around us our faith. And then we have an inheritance and a blessing and a promise that's given to us, the Gentile church, the Gentile believers through faith. The church will consist of both Jewish and Gentile believers, but there were specific covenant promises given to Israel, and then there are specific covenant promises given to the church. And so it's important to have those distinguishments in the Bible. And here is an example of somebody who was not Jewish receiving a promise and a covenant. It points to us the fact that Christ was going to make salvation and deliverance possible to the Gentiles, not just to the Jews. So aren't you thankful for that today? The third thing we can learn here from Rahab's life is this. Rahab would have been a woman frequently taken advantage of by men. She had, you can see she's known as the harlot. And that's a reminder to us that while that seems to be an insulting comment to somebody who has clearly had a changed life by God, it's an example to us that even when we have a bad reputation in our past life, that is a reminder to others of the glory of God, that if even this harlot's life can be changed by God, what is anyone else's excuse? Amen. If God can change Rahab's life, He can certainly change your life. He can certainly change my life. So here's a woman taken advantage of by men, despised and hated by women, but she proves to us the extent of God's love. Remember this, no one is worthless to God. Finally, consider this, God gave Rahab a new future, a new testimony, and a new purpose. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, we learn that she went on to marry an Israelite whose son was in the direct lineage to Jesus Christ himself. Hebrews 11:31 tells us, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. So you see, what she was known for is no longer what she is known for. She has a new testimony. Her testimony is that she believed in God. She made that profession of faith clear. She put her faith into action. Her works were to save the spies. She then was delivered with her whole household from Jericho. Her old life passed away and dead. She embraced a new life, a new future. She went on to get married, all right? And her child went on to become in the seed line to Jesus himself. So that's an amazing testimony. God had a purpose for her life. God gave her a new future. And she received many blessings in life after the fact because she believed in God and his promises. So it's a reminder to us today that no matter what your past is like, no matter what your reputation is like, no matter what you've been through, what you've done, God can still turn things around. God can still use you for his purposes. God can still give you a new future. God can give you a new testimony. And it all comes to us through a profession of faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who God the Father sent into the world to save us from our sins. And that relationship begins once we believe on Christ and all that he's done on the cross for us, believing that God has raised him from the dead. He is at the right hand of the Father, and we can pray to him, Lord, forgive my sins. I believe that you have paid the price for me. Save me, give me the promise of eternal life that is in your word, and then help me live a life that is pleasing to you. That's where the relationship with God begins, and what a blessing. You'd be surprised what God can do in even your life if you'll surrender your future to him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the devotional this morning. Thank you for the lessons we learn from all of the people of the Bible that you've told us about. Thank you for preserving your word for us, that we could learn so much from all of your people, from all your saints, for all the stories of all those that have trusted you throughout the centuries, Lord. And God, thank you for preserving these truths for us. Thank you for sharing them with us. Help us grow and develop spiritually and to embrace these biblical truths in our lives. Thank you for loving us. Thank you that no one is worthless to you, Lord. Thank you that no matter what we've done in our past, you can still use us today. And Lord, help us go out and do good works, showing our faith to others, proving our love for you, and helping others also find their way to Christ. Lord, we need you, we love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you again for tuning in. I'll see you next time on the New Lexington Bible Church Weekly Devotional Podcast.